We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. And coming up in this next segment, we've got a very special segment here. We're going to talk with Carrie Haller of Wamego. She's a second grade teacher at Central Elementary School. And we'll introduce her first. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
Also joining us here is Jake Gill. He's a seven-year member of the Country Music Association and local country singer, as I understand.
Yeah, Brandon, Carrie, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Pleasure to have you both on. And the reason we have you both on here is, as I understand, Carrie, you've been chosen to be a recipient of a new program called the Country Music Teacher Classroom Initiative. And maybe I'll have Jake start here first with that. What does this all entail?
Well, this all started with just looking for a way that that I could give back to communities that we tour in and play with. And you know, Nashville shut down about 5 months ago and really hasn't kicked back up. So we were looking for something that we could initiate in some of these communities that we tour in. And we discovered, as you know, that teachers are relatively underpaid for their education level, but their giving level far exceeds any other profession that we looked at, including first responders and teachers. And, they just give not only financially with their time and their energy. They just outgive every other profession out there. And we felt like they deserve some recognition, and we wanted to do something to try to, supply their classrooms and give them something to work with.
Awesome. Well, Carrie, you were selected as one of the recipients here, and it looks like you have a wish list that's online, and people can go online and choose items.
Yes, I do. One of the awesome things about this initiative is I was able to make a wish list to provide some things that are beneficial to our classroom. So books for the classroom library, basic supplies like pencils, whiteboards, some new seating options like stools, and some games. And I've already started receiving some of those things. So thankful for this.
That is awesome. And anyone can go online here. It looks like there's an Amazon link, which we'll give here at the end. But tell us, first of all, obviously you were selected based on kind of your background here. Tell us why you enjoyed teaching, especially this early childhood age.
This age is so fun. I feel like every day is something new. The kids' love for learning and being at school and getting to teach them the basics, the beginning basics of reading, math, and writing. I just feel like it's just such an excitement and something new every day. And their personality helps make this job so wonderful.
Well, and obviously, elementary level is a time of maturing. Children are learning quite a bit. How do you plan to utilize this initiative to achieve more success with these students at such a young age?
Well, first of all, I think the awesome thing was these kids were just as excited as I was to receive this award. And the newspaper picture came out this week, so it's been hanging in my classroom, and they're excited about that. But as Jake said, teachers do spend a lot of their own money, so it's helping to provide materials and supplies for my classroom that right now I probably wouldn't otherwise have. I wouldn't be purchasing on my own at this moment.
Yeah, and yeah, he's right. I think a lot of teachers do spend a lot of money on that. Of course, you love your students, and you want to provide the very best education for them. What's changed under the pandemic? Has it made it any tougher this year?
Well, there's been a lot of changes with wearing masks. The kids have shields on their desks. We are doing the cleaning and sanitizing, and not so much interaction between all the classes. Lunchroom is in everybody's own classroom, but there has been some benefits too, because I think this has brought our class closer together. I always tell my class that we're a family, so I think that this has really made them bond. And so my positive attitude comes from not only the kids doing so well with this, but it's also allowing me to still come to school and do what I love each day.
And how long have you been a teacher there in Wamego?
This is my 10th year of teaching second grade.
Very cool. Well, and you love it, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it anymore.
I do. I love it a lot.
All right. Well, this is a great initiative, obviously, and we'll bring Jake back on here. Looks like Jake's out on the golf course today, so I'm going to ask him to unmute his mic here if he can.
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Jake, this program, obviously, anyone can participate in it. You can go online and support the teacher of your choice, including Carrie here. Do you want to maybe kind of talk a little bit about that, how people can go online for that?
Hey, you can go to my website, jokeyo.net. We also have a
having some audio difficulties. Hang on, man. I have a little trouble with your mic there. Sorry, it's you're coming in kind of gruffy there. Jakegill.net, I heard that. That's kind of where people can go online and link to it.
Right. We also have a Facebook group. It's Country Music Teacher Classroom Initiative. And, you know, any of the articles, I'm sure there'll be a link in the article that was in the paper for her, and also any other Google search. If you just type in Jake Gill Teacher, it's number one on Google right now in the search engine.
And I see you've also offered to do a music lesson with students.
So we wanted to make sure that kids were a part of this. And so part of that is we're going to come into the classroom and do a songwriting session with her kids. And we like to actually include the whole school in that. So we're going to make that available to not only her class, but other classes in her school.
Okay. Well, that's great. And have students been looking forward to that, Carrie?
Oh my gosh, yes. That was one of their favorite things that they heard. They think that they are going to be famous.
Well, that's fun because, you know, music really inspires a lot of children as well, and it's nice to be able to provide something like that, and that's something they're going to remember for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. He is making a big difference. I am so thankful for Jake.
Well, Jake,
we're going to encourage them to write a funny song about her.
Oh boy.
That makes it... there's been some awkward moments. We had a second grade class just 2 weeks ago that wrote a love song for their teacher, and that was a little awkward. She was single and she was a pretty gal, so it was a little awkward for us, and it was a little awkward, I think, for the kids as it went through there. So the variety of topics is what's the fun part for us.
Yeah, and this is it can be very therapeutic too. Of course, a lot of people have been home alone, and this might help them get some of that feeling out here through expression.
Yeah,
absolutely. One of the things that I enjoy the most is to be able to pick out the kids who, they're usually the quiet ones that sit in the back. They're pretty reserved. They don't want to interact very easily, but you can tell those are the kids that need to be reached. Those are the kids that have something to say inside, and whether they speak up during that class or not, songwriting is a valuable tool to help you deal and cope with life and sometimes its challenges. And those are the kiddos that I really, really enjoy getting to meet because it's another avenue for them to express in a healthy way what's going on in their lives, and sometimes they don't want to verbalize it.
Very good. Well, Carrie, if there's any items here, let's say there's someone listening right now and they want to go to your wish list, what's an item that maybe hasn't been purchased yet that is a big need?
Well, there's a couple different things. Of course, second grade, we're working hard on handwriting, so I have some particular pencils on there that have a triangular shape to them and help with handwriting. Also, new seats in the classroom are always fun. A few arrived the other day that were called tractor seats, but some new stools are on there that would be fun to have and add to my reading table for reading group, just to mix it up and add something fun for them in the classroom.
Okay. And let's talk about, again, how people can get that Amazon link. Carrie, do you have the link for that?
It's on Jake Gill's. It's on his Facebook page as well. My profile and that is on there, and also the Womego Times had posted the link as well yesterday.
Okay. So, and as soon as we get a story written, we'll have it on our website as well, so there will be multiple opportunities for people to find that. Again, jakegill.net is probably the easiest one to remember here, other than that long URL, or go through the Facebook page as well and check it out there. Anything else you guys want to add before we let you go?
I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jake. This is the first time I got to see you in person, so thank you so much for what you were doing for teachers.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for putting up with my golf game this morning.
We sure appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much, and congratulations, Carrie, on the selection, and keep up the wonderful work out at Central Elementary.
Thank you so much.
That's gonna.
Brandon, thank you.
You bet, Jake. Thank you so much for joining us. That's going to wrap up our show here this morning. We appreciate all of our guests coming on here today. Of course, Carrie Holler, Jake Gill, who you just heard. If you missed any of that, we will have it up on our website shortly at newsradiokman.com. Thank you to Maddie Ogle from the Madison, from the Manhattan Public Library.
How did you say that, Matt?
I was going to say the Madison Public Library. That ain't right. The Manhattan Public Library. We also talked with Bob Smith from the Fort Riley Museums. Thank you to him. Lots of exciting stuff going on out there.